From London, I'm Peter Stewart. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TweeterStewart. I'm kind of chasing my tail with this podcast series, producing a daily podcast, paragraph by paragraph of the book as I write it, which is also called Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice. Let's hope that I don't actually catch up with myself. But at the moment, we're talking about how you actually use your larynx. It's about the sound which is created in and amongst the vocal folds as they collide together to bring you different pitches and different sounds and so on, which you then later on phonate and create words with. So we'll be talking about the words, the articulation, a little bit later on in a week or so's time. And then from that, we'll be talking more about inflection and projection and script reading and pausing and pace and all sorts of things to do with the actual talking, with the actual kind of presentation style and side of things. Now, it's interesting to note that you don't actually need a lot of breath for a good voice, just to use it well. Think of blowing across the top of a bottle. Yeah, if you use too much air, actually it doesn't work, doesn't it? You don't get that sound. You're left with nothing. You have to use just the right amount of air to get that rich, round sound. And this is where we come back to breath control that we looked at a couple of weeks ago. Again, you see how everything's kind of interconnected. As well as using breath control to give a gentle release of air, a constant release of air, to give you enough vocal fuel to see you to the end of a phrase or sentence, the technique also regulates the pressure of airflow over your vocal folds. Another quick factoid for you. During human evolution, our vocal mechanism has evolved from being a basic sphincter, just kind of trap door open or closed, used in swallowing and breathing, and with which we could make basic grunts, to a, and I know a few people that still communicate that way, to a sophisticated manipulation which creates an incredible variety of mellifluous or maddening sounds. From speech to song, from rock to opera, we can even impersonate other people's voices. Put simply, we can communicate in a way that no other animal can. And over the course of these podcasts, I'm aiming to show you how you can do that yourself. Help you get a better voice for your presentation, for your audio and video channels, to help you read out loud, confidently, convincingly, conversationally, safely, all in all, everything to help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and video voice.